Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's another edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, and again, we welcome to our microphones Jeff and Sherry Easter. You guys have been here before, but we've got some exciting things that are about to come out that have to do not only with Jeff and Sherry, but with your heritage, with Jeff's family, with Sherry's family, and you're all together on one explosion of a product that is not only video, it's not only one CD, but two CDs, and so we're going to hear a lot of this today on the show. Jeff and Sherry, thanks for spending time with us.
It's good to be Thank here you. With you. Always.
Always fun to be. Yeah.
So how did this idea come about? I mean, is it something since you two got married you've been dreaming about doing for years?
You know what's funny? It's a great story. Jeff and I had never thought of it. It just had never crossed our minds. And we were out in Missouri last year, and a longtime fan of the Lewis family and the Easter Brothers came up, and he said, "So when are y'all going to do a project with Jeff and Sherry, the Lewis family and the Easter Brothers?" And we went, "That's a pretty good idea there." And within a week, we had the studio booked. So it was one of those things that it felt like a very big God thing.
Yeah.
And we both got excited about it.
Greg Officer is his name. He's right there in Springfield area. And when I was in the driver's seat, I was going to drive out. And, I mean, like a light went off, you know, for Sherry and I. And we just got to think, you know, Sherry's mom had been diagnosed, I mean, just a few weeks before that, with Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia. And so, man, how was the timing? I told you, within 2 weeks, that's why we got on the ball to get it all done.
And, you know, it was one of those things that we had to choose songs that musically could relate to all three groups, because stylistically we are, you know, a little different. So, you know, we had to choose songs that would, you know, you could hear any of the three groups singing. And we wanted to choose the best. So basically, we feel like we've got 9 singles out of a 10-song album, plus a brand new one that's a possibility. So it's a great album with a lot of great material. And the most fun about the whole project is it's not done like your typical "you sing on my album." It's done to where these songs have totally new life, because like on "Roses Will Bloom Again," you hear me and my cousin Lewis and Jeff's uncle Russell.
I planted a little rose bush and tended it with care. Its buds begin to blossom, their sweet fragrance fill the air. But when winter came, it withered, the petals drooped and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it faded, but I'd forgotten who had made it. He said, "Roses will bloom again, just wait and see. Don't mourn what might have been, only God knows how and when. But roses will bloom again.
Rose was his only sweetheart, a loving wife of 40 years. He cherished every day they had and held her memories dear. He never dreamed he'd bury love and go on to live alone. When he lay his rose to rest, he looked to heaven and tried his best to believe that roses will bloom again. Just wait and see. Don't mourn what might have been. Only God knows how.
Precious rose of Sharon
broken and bruised in cruel shame. Stained the cross at Calvary so that men might be saved. And Satan cheered as he died, while Mary and the others cried. Then God raised him up from death's sleep, and he kept a promise only he could keep.
Family, it's the new project from Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter brothers. And you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Watch for the new project debuting in stores March the 4th. Once again, let's go back to the bus as we talk to Jeff and Sherry Easter.
I feel guilty almost taking credit. How do you feel? I mean, we've worked nonstop since March. Jeff especially has just labored over this project, but I almost feel guilty saying we had anything to do with it because it was one of those God things that just kind of spiraled out of control.
Well, you were there that night that it happened. You was at our concert of the family, and it was just getting in there and the production of it. And when I watch it back now, every little detail, I didn't let anything slide. You know, every camera shot, every instrument being played. If you see a fiddle, you hear a fiddle. If you see a dobro, you hear a dobro. And
in
those
fact,
kind of things take forever.
They've put up a little clip on YouTube,
and
the few comments that are there are great production, you know, and things like that. Very encouraging for us.
And
because
B-roll.
When you handle your family's heritage, you want to do it with the greatest of attention.
And the B-roll was incredible. We just went to a church there in Mount Airy and just did the B-roll, and we just had dinner. You know, we rehearsed for a couple of hours, and then we ate together. And everybody being relaxed, and nobody was there but our families.
Well,
and told the great stories. And
Jeff's family and my family are very funny people. So there's a lot of funny stories, very witty. And so there's a lot of funny stories, and we had a great time doing it. Like, you know, it's just amazing, you know, just the memories, you know, the bus stories and things like that. And it's a lot of fun to be able to share that with people.
You remember the first time you ever met the Easter Brothers, Leroy? Tell me what was.
It was in, first time I ever talked to y'all, it was in Charleston, West Virginia. On one Sunday afternoon, I believe the year was 1968. Because I remember going up there and going through the turnpike, and it was the first time I ever seen anything. It had to pay $12 to ride on something that bad. Well, the first when we started really noticing y'all is all these beautiful songs. We kept asking. It's kind of like Martha Carson and people that you really know. And you just think about how many beautiful songs she sung and the beautiful songs that y'all wrote over the years. And that's when we started paying attention. And when you wrote the crowd pleaser for me, I thought I was Elvis.
Russell, when's the first time you met Little Roy?
I believe it's in Christiansburg. I went to see the Lewis family in Christiansburg.
You paid to see us?
Yes, sir.
Well, I feel real honored. Would it cost a quarter?
I thought it would.
It wasn't much back then.
I really mean it from my heart. That was one of the best performances. And I went back home and I told all my folks, I said, you got to see the Lewis family. And that's the first time I saw you.
Some clips from the video footage that will be released quite soon called We Are Family. In fact, there are three projects coming out with that same title featuring Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter brothers. Now, the Lewis family, that's Sherry's family. Easter brothers, obviously, Jeff's family. And this is just a collaboration of bluegrass and gospel like none other. One audio CD was recorded in a studio. One audio CD was recorded live in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Jeff's hometown, during Mayberry days. That's the home of Mayberry, USA, by the way. And then the video project is the live concert, including some of the behind-the-scenes B-roll footage that you heard there. The music we're hearing today is from the studio project We Are Family. It's releasing March the 4th on Daywind Records. Sherry Easter identifies the voices we're about to hear in this song.
On Slippers with Wings, it's me and my daughter Morgan and my mom and Jeff's dad.
Susie was 3 when she first blessed our home. We loved her as much as a child of our own, but her little legs were all twisted and frail. It was never meant for Susie to be well. In her little bedtime prayer, she would say, Lord, I know you've been busy today, but when you get some time, oh, please, pretty please, can I have some slippers with wings? She loved to watch the kids on the playground nearby. They call Susie's name, she'd wave and say hi. Her tiny teardrops would leave a window stain, but it wasn't like our Susie to complain. She'd just say to her brown puppy doll, little scampy, I know it won't be long till I run and play tag like my friends. God sending me pretty slippers with wings. Susie turned 4, but her tiny hands grew weak. Pain took its toll, and the color left her cheeks. Christmas Eve came, and we prayed by Susie's bed. I still can hear the last words she said. Mommy, Mommy, there's a man dressed in white. Daddy, look, he's shiny and bright, and he's holding some ribbon and string around a pretty pair of slippers with wings. And if ever I was certain of one certain thing, Susie's wearing golden slippers with wings.
Every song is very different on God's Hands.
On God's Hands is me and my dad, my Uncle Ed, and Sherry's mama Polly, my mother-in-law.
So everything's all mixed up.
Yesterday when I came home, I was just about ready to scream. My job been driving me crazy. I got bills that are burying me. The weight of the world was on me. I was sinking like a stone. But then I realized can't make it on my own. I'm gonna put it into God's hand and start living on God's plan. I'm gonna do the best I can. It's all I can do. I'm gonna put away my doubt. Somehow it'll all work out. But I can rest easy now that I put it into God's hand.
Hey, won't you tell them what you used to tell me, Daddy? You can't live by bread alone.
That's right.
You gotta have faith in the good Lord's grace just to keep on keeping on.
Accept the things that you can't change and change the things you can.
And when you start to worry,
just put it into God's hand. I'm gonna put it into God's hand and start living on God's plan. I'm gonna do the best I can. It's all I can do. I'm gonna put away.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter Brothers together on a project releasing March 4th titled We Are Family.
As we listed the songs that were considered our favorites, we decided, okay, now how can we arrange this and have every group, at least the three members from the different groups. And so
we had to make
really
it look, we had to make it look good on paper, and then it had to look good in the studio. So we did some, you know, what looked right, you know, make sure everybody's equal and featured. Nobody sung too much, and everybody got to sing enough, and so it was a lot of
fun. It just turned out to be a really nice project.
We are family. We sing together every chance we get. We're family. There's never been a better that you said. We are family. We're proud to say that we're the best of friends. Family. Raised on faith and love that never ends.
We never ever get above our raising. We always keep each other down to earth.
And about the only disagreement that we ever have is when we insist the other one goes first.
We're our family. We sing together every chance we get. Family. There's never been a better matching set. Proud to say that we're best of friends. Family, raised on faith and love that never ends.
We never wonder if we did the right thing. Well, it's plain to see when we look at our kids.
And even though we're glad they brought us up the way they did.
Now some are waiting for us over yonder,
and some of us don't have too far to go.
So we'll just keep on singing and look forward to the day.
We'll all join in and sing around God's throne.
We are family. We sing together every chance we get. Family. There's never been a better that you say.
That's the title cut from the project We Are Family, featuring Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter Brothers. And to put it all together for you again, obviously, Jeff Easter, the Easter Brothers, Sherry Lewis Easter of the Lewis family. And it's just a great collaboration, so unique, blending a bluegrass sound with a gospel sound. You're going to love it. It's releasing March 4th on Day Wind Records.
First time I met Jeff, he come over to the Lewis family table. We were in working for the Brumleys, you know. And he came over to the table, and before then, Sherry said, she looked around and she said, "Who, Mama, don't look now, but tell me who that boy is." I said, "I don't know." By that time, Jeff comes over and introduces himself to us. Sherry had come home from college, and she, every chance she got, she would go with us on long trips.
And then I showed up at that peanut festival.
The peanut.
He said, "Well, give me her telephone number."
That's it, yeah.
And he said, "I'll call her sometime." Yep. Shoot, he hit the dirt almost running. He was acting calm at first, and then
Well, the funny thing is, they came on stage at the Peanut Festival holding up a ladder, my dad and them song. And I had Sherry on the phone talking to her, and they were still on stage singing holding up a ladder. So it ain't but a 3-minute
song.
That's how long it took me to get to Sherry's phone.
Hey, tell them about how y'all got there holding up a ladder. That's a really cool story.
Jimmy was riding down the road, and Jimmy said, "How about writing a song?" Jimmy over at Edmonds, he's one. He said, he was playing with us regular. He said, "How about singing, writing a song, God is holding up my ladder?" And I thought that sounded pretty good. That we got to thinking about the Bible verse where the angels send up down a letter and said, how about the angels are holding up the letter? I said, we'll start that. And every time Jimmy would cut, he'd load, and when he'd come toward the bus, he'd punch me and say, let's sing another verse or something, you know, where Jimmy, and make him feel good. So we'd had about a half a verse, and finally Jimmy caught on. He said, I know what you boys are doing. Said, just keep on. Said, you're going to have a good song one day. But it started out as a joke.
They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. As I climb the gospel ladder, always heeding every sign, I know my Savior's with me and he's teaching me to climb. Every day that I'm climbing, there's a battle for me. Every step on this ladder is another victory. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. When we reach the other shore, they're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me.
For people who appreciate your heritage, both of your families, but are diehard Jeff and Sherry fans, and they want to hear the Jeff and Sherry influence or the strain running through the CD, are they going to hear that?
Oh yeah.
It's not. You can't deny it. There's Jeff and Sherry all over the project.
It's cool
and it's Lewis and Easter.
Our three songs are "Roses Will Bloom Again," "I Need You," and
"God's Hands."
Put it into God's hands. Mm-hmm. And so, you hear Jeff and Sherry there, but what's cool? It's not Jeff and Sherry. It's Jeff with his dad and Sherry with her mom.
Well, and for me to confuse everybody even a little more, Jeff and Sherry have recorded "A Heart That'll Never Break Again." So I had already done that verse. Mm-hmm. "They're Holding Up the Ladder" was a song my family recorded in 1980, long before Jeff and I knew each other. Mm-hmm. So we've sung each other's songs for years. You know, so it's just, it's really confusing.
The sunshine, I need you like trees need the rain. I need you more now than ever. Lord, I need your touch again. I've taken for granted so many times the love you place in this heart of mine. I've been ungrateful, not meaning to, and it amazes me how your love holds. Sunshine, I need you like trees need the rain. I need you
I firmly believe, 'cause I've seen the proof at Calvary. Sunshine, I need you like the trees need the rain. I need you more now than ever. Lord, I need your touch again. I need you like flowers need the sunshine. I need you like the trees need the rain.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter brothers, we are family. Again, Jeff and Sherry, on their bus, tell me exactly how they decided on mixing different voices from their families together.
Sleepers with Wings. I'd heard my mom sing that for years, and I got to sing it with my mom and my daughter harmonizing with me. And, you know, so it's just an incredible
album.
Well,
lyrically,
album.
Too, you know, the Susie, you know, the Slippers with Wings talks about a little girl on the playground. And there's Morgan, 13, singing that verse.
About
so the whole thing we did, and my Uncle Ed did recitations all his life, you know, great at that. So Purple Robe, we put Ed in there doing a talking part while Janice sang. And then Woody wrote a song called We Are Family.
We just basically described to Woody what we were doing. And he wrote a song about family gathering
Wright.
Together.
Woody
yeah, Woody yeah. Wright. Yeah. And he had done such a great job with Life is Great and Getting Better. Jeff basically told him the story. I feel so blessed. You know, write me something that says this. And so he wrote Life is Great for our last album. And we did the same thing with this. He sent us the first draft. And we said, you know what? This doesn't feel like us. Change this line, and this is more of how we are. Mm-hmm. And so it was really nice the way it turned out. We went into this video and DVD, we went into this as more of a documentary style because it is about a legacy and preserving a legacy. And we haven't been able to find anything that's even close to it. The closest we can find as far as, you know, a comparable would be maybe Johnny Cash singing with the Carter family or Ricky Skaggs with the Whites, but no two families joining together with a third family. You know, it's just, it's kind of a big project, you know, to put together like that, and we're just amazed at how everything turned out.
There's probably a good reason for that. You get in-laws together, and then you add an artistic nature. You're all artists. You're
exactly.
All kind of temperamental, aren't you?
All temperamental, all passionate.
Passionate, and no ego. There is
yeah.
no ego
yeah.
we had to deal with. You know, Little yeah. Roy did
that
not care
good.
If Russell was singing or
we
Russell
are talking
would...
seasoned veterans, too.
Well, they're fans of each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Little Roy would just soon hear Russell sing as to hear himself pick. So,
yeah.
And same thing with Russell. He'd rather hear Little Roy pick. And even in the stories, Russell remembers going and paying 25 cents to see the Lewis family in Christiansburg, Virginia.
And one of the sweetest compliments, Jeff, at the beginning of the project, Russell told Jeff, said, oh, I just never believed I'd get to sing with Sherry Easter.
He said, it's
you
always
know,
what,
it was
a dream.
So sweet.
And especially on Roses of Bloom Again. And
we're all fans of each other.
Roses of Bloom Again, the second verse, Rose was his only sweetheart. Talking about a man losing his wife. And see, Russell, my Aunt Myrtle died about 4 or 5 years ago. So I told Sherry, man, wouldn't that be cool to let Russell sing the second verse?
Because
yeah.
well,
he understands
lived
it.
He's lived
it's
that
from
verse.
His heart.
And you're talking about, you know, Lewis did the first verse, Russell the second, and Sherry did the third. It's incredible to see and hear Russell sing that lyric and live that lyric. And it is
And
strong.
Then there's another song the Easter Brothers wrote, A Heart That'll Never Break Again, one of my favorite songs that they've ever written. And the first verse says, I was standing at my daddy's bedside. And see, Little Roy was beside of Pop at his bedside when he took his last breath. And they had always worked side by side in the yard. They had always taken care of the house together. They all four lived together. The oldest daughter and the baby lived with Grandma and Pop until Little Roy was 47 and married. So there was Grandma and Pop, Miggy and Little Roy all in one house. They all took care of the house together. So when Little Roy moved, he moved across the road and still continued to take care of the house. And so Pop and Little Roy were together all the time. And Little Roy tells a very honest and a very moving story about how, you know, he got up just before Pop passed away, and he said, "Pop, I'm going to tell you something I've not told you before." And he said, "I love you." And he said, "When I said you, Pop took his last breath." And, you know, that's very honest, because it is hard for a lot of men to say to their dads just how much they love them and just how much it means. And it's just a very tender moment.
I remember standing at my daddy's bedside, and the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face. As I held his withered hand, he smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place,
and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again."
That city where with Jesus we shall live forevermore. There are mansions in construction for my dwelling, and the streets of gold will run by my front door.
And all the blind will then be open as they join the victory march of the lame. And the deaf who's never heard the roar of thunder will rejoice to hear the Savior call his name. And I'll
the studio project, not the live concert, but the studio project, did you get both families into a recording studio at one time, or how did that work?
No, they were in town. Easter Brothers had to come to Georgia. The three brothers drove to my studio. We did all the vocals in my studio there in Lincolnton. Of course, the Lewis family lives in Lincolnton. So, no, when we produce even Jeff and Sherry records, I like to do vocals one-on-one. You know,
I think there was a time that maybe Little Roy was in with the Easter Brothers or something like that, wasn't there? I know
they came by and listened. Yes. You know, they listened to each other record and stuff. But actually recording together, you know, we did it individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just so I could focus. Like Polly, I wanted to get hers, and Janice and Little Roy. Like Little Roy, Heart Will Never Break Again. I didn't want anybody in the studio with me and Little Roy. Because I had to, he kept
because of the
singing. Well, and he sings so hard. And I said, "You got to lighten up." And he's singing harder. I said, "Little Roy, lighten up."
Yeah.
"Well, I can't sing like you sang." I said, "I don't want you to sing like I sang. I want you to just lighten up."
Yeah.
And so finally, he got tender. And even Miggy, his sister, when I played her the playback of Little Roy singing, she said, "Is that your daddy?" I said, "No." She said, "Is that you?" I said, "No." I said, "Listen, Miggy, tell me who that's singing."
Yeah.
she could not get. When I said Little Roy, she liked to fell out.
Well, and I'll tell you something even better than that. Jeff asked Miggy to sing a line on the album. Miggy has never in 55 years recorded a solo line except the alto part on I'm Winging My Way Back Home. That's the only thing she had ever recorded, and she recorded a line. She told him, okay. And I'm thinking, you got Miggy to sing?
And she nailed it.
She did a great job.
She did real good.
Well, and two, we knew that time was of the essence because Parkinson's does affect the volume of the voice. And, you know, of course, the memory loss. You know, she's having trouble remembering words. So we know that, you know, the music is not always going to be there. We don't want to take that for granted. So Jeff would work with Mom in the studio, and there would be lines that she'd have to repeat because she had forgotten the lyric or something like that.
This is Miggy. Miggy's never been married. 81 years old.
Oh.
She's got all of her own money and her own house, and she makes up her mind and does whatever Miggy wants to do. You don't say yes to anybody, do you?
She just said,
Mom,
no.
Jeff.
She just said no.
No.
Stella, Stella could steal the show from any of them. I don't care who they were. I don't care if it was a Blackwood Brothers, Statesman, anybody. When Stella came out on the stage, she could steal the show.
You know what,
and she sang that. She was saying every day, every day, every day, and she just kept on every day. They didn't know when she was going to quit. She just kept on. Hadn't been many years ago. We were in a hurry to get on the stage. Miggy, hurry up back there. And I'd go by the restroom on the door in the bus. I'd go by and Miggy said, "Oh Lord, oh, come back by. Oh, oh me, what? Oh, oh, Miggy, hurry up! I gotta get in there and brush my teeth." Okay. Oh, oh. And what had happened, she was putting a girdle on and done put two legs in one side.
This is Miggy right here.
And Bryce and Sandy.
Well, Miggy is actually the oldest in the room. Miggy is 81 now. And then Little Roy would be the baby. Little Roy, how old are you?
I'm 65.
65. So other than me and Jeff and us grandchildren and third generation, you know, we're talking some seasoned veterans. And I wanted to mention too that Wallace,
yeah, this past May,
Travis's dad Wallace passed away in May of this year, but every one of his brothers and sisters and children and grandchildren, everybody was there with him.
Yeah.
And you know what, if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it should be in families this close.
It is.
Laura, you may want to tell this. Stood side by side how many years?
45 years Wallace stood side of me. And the last about 15 years, I guess, he started having Parkinson's disease. And didn't know what we were going to do because Wallace was such a great guitar player. And wondering what we was going to do. And so I just started adding his look into part of my comedy stuff. And a lot of people, even just to the end, they thought that when Wallace was nothing wrong with Wallace, that he was just a quiet person. But he didn't have to say anything. I had to do all the work, and he just sat there and just looked at me. And people would laugh because I was so I was so wild and he was so calm. And but I can tell you about Wallace, he knew exactly what was going on because I'd be over there and he would know when my part of the show was struggling. And real easy, he would get up. He'd be standing over there, and I'd be telling jokes on him, and he's not even cracking a smile. Everybody's laughing besides. And then he would move over there close to me when Polly would take over, and he'd bump me and say, "Tell the one about the refrigerator." And go sit back down.
Hey, tell them about the time about the little boy. You got to tell that on Wallace when the boy turned the light off on him in the bathroom.
We was in Spruce Pine.
Yeah, North Carolina.
We was in Spruce Pines.
And you got to know Wallace is always easygoing. Wallace ain't had a bad day.
Wallace would never tell anybody, I got to go to the bathroom. He would never say that. He would make funny, like, where is it at? What is it, Wallace? Where's the bathroom? I said, Wallace, I don't know. He said, I need to go to the bathroom before I go on stage. And so me and Wallace was discussing this. It's in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. And this little old boy come by, a little checky shirt, and he heard us talking. He said, Mister, you want to go to the bathroom? I'll show you where it is. And it was that old gymnasium. And you go down like three things of steps, and down there where all the sport people took a bath, you know, you had to step over them things, you know, get in there where the water wouldn't run out, you know. That boy took him back there in the back. And they were telling how many things he stepped over. And then he'd run out and cut the light out.
I'm rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, loaded up with joy in my soul. Oh, this rig, glory bound, and the devil can't slow me down. Jesus already paid my toll. Rolling, Lord, we're rolling, and heaven is farther up the road. Wheels are turning, every turning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home. Father up the road, wheels are turning, every turning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, if you're slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home.
Our Family, featuring Jeff and Sherry Easter, the Lewis family, and the Easter brothers, and produced by Jeff and Sherry Easter.
It was one of those things that it came together, and every time he would record something of somebody, he would run to the house and couldn't wait to play it for me. You're not going to believe this, and listen to this. And,
well, it's a God thing.
Yeah.
It was a God thing, because everything, you know, when God's hands are on it, it just falls. You don't have to work for it.
Yeah.
From the time the boy said, when are y'all going to do a record? With the family, with Jeff and Sherry Lewis. In
every
the time I booked the musicians, within 2 weeks, we was ready to do Wore Out, a comedy song the Easter Brothers wrote.
Yeah.
And then Aubrey Haney comes in and says, well, I'm not going to play on a session unless you do Heart That Never Break Again. That's my favorite Easter Brothers song. And I thought, okay, I like that too. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into the production of, it's going to probably be the radio single, you know? Yeah.
You never know.
And it's just, Gaither has mentioned, you know, putting it in some of the homecoming videos that we're doing because it's so,
well,
such a great heart.
Because it's so full of heart, and it's because it's so full of legacy and heritage and those things we want to protect and preserve. to be able to share with future generations. I told one of the magazines that was interviewing us, I said, I feel like that this is an incredible opportunity for me to take my family's heritage and to be able to share it with my children's future. And so it's kind of a bridge here, and we're just so excited about what the project has to offer to so many different people. I mean, there were people in that audience that Jeff and I could not believe. We had not seen in 30 years. Mm-hmm. Fans from the Lewis family or from the Easter Brothers from years back, plus our new fans from Michigan and people like that that had come down to support, and so excited about seeing our families at work.
There's a story so unkind in the whole. And it tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False accused and they're condemned, yet they found no fault in him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore as he stood alone. Forsaken on that day, and they placed upon his head piercing thorns, a bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
In a common judgment hall, our blessed Savior was mocked by all. As tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek, soldiers, all those wicked men, smote him with the evil hand. This man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
Me he bore as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns, a bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day were plain. This man, I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore. As he stood alone, forsaken on that day. Piercing thorns, a bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
We are family. It's Jeff and Cherry Easter, and it's not only a studio CD, but there's a live aspect, the Mount Airy, North Carolina concert that was filmed for DVD and then also a companion audio track with that too. Tell me the story of the you know, the initial concept you've told me about, but tell me how everything just fell into place for the live thing to happen.
Well, Jeff and I were just talking. It had been 3 years since our last live video, and we knew we needed a new video. And we were excited about being able to do some of these new songs. We loved, you know, promoting this album. And with it being the first album that we've released on our label, we thought, well, let's do a DVD that would kind of go hand in hand with that. We started thinking of places. Where would we want to do a DVD?
And I've always wanted to do one back home. And Daddy told me, he said, have you seen the amphitheater they built in Mount Airy? I'm like, no, I was thinking Andy Griffith Playhouse, but it only seats like 300 people.
It's a small theater.
And it's where I went to elementary school, and that was where I did my, I always tell everybody, that's where I did my third grade
I was a tree in the Robin Hood, I think.
You want to hear a funny story, too? When I was in the second grade, I was a tree. So we both make pretty good trees.
So that's Andy Griffith Playhouse now. And so when they had that in the Surrey Arts Council, I called them. And they were like, yeah, we would love to have you guys to come in. And it just worked out as far as
everything.
The Friday
fact,
night.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Our date list. We looked at our date list and said, oh, when can we do it? Wow. We don't have any days off. Oh, well, what about September? It was like the 28th and 29th.
And it's the only weekend Gaither had off because we was on all the Gaither dates. Mm-hmm. And Gaither worked that weekend before and a weekend after. So the way it worked out, we got their video guys and their lighting guys. So we got the video people.
So the people
that
we're comfortable
tour.
With and work with every weekend came down and filmed
That's
it for us.
That's who hooked it up.
And the really cool thing about it was when we pitched them that date, we found out that was the annual Mayberry Days Festival.
Yeah, didn't have a clue.
We didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
You know, because we've never been to Mayberry Days. We're always working. We've been to the Autumn Leaves, which is like in probably October.
It is October.
But we had never been to this.
The Surrey Arts Council was willing to give us the Friday night from 7 o'clock to 11, or, you know, and Saturday night, which was a big deal to get that big amphitheater during Mayberry Day. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
But Tanya and all the folks at the Surrey Arts Council was awesome to help us out.
And the funny thing was, too, we went up there with ideas that, I mean, there's going to be all these Mayberry things going on. And we literally ran into Barney. And then we went over to Snappy Lunch, because Jeff and I, we always eat a pork chop sandwich when we're in his hometown.
Yeah.
So we went to Snappy Lunch, we went to Floyd's Barbershop, and so we ran into a whole lot of Goobers and Gomers and Howard
Opies.
And Opie, and
then
we
daddy,
ran into all those folks on the way.
My daddy's music store, it's Mayberry right beside, Music, is right beside of the Snappy Lunch.
Yeah.
So did all that make on the video?
Oh yeah, for B-roll. And see, we're still putting that together right now. Yeah. It's called Jeff and Sherry.
Mayberry Live,
and it's a lot of fun. We got a lot of, so I was able to do the both videos, the family night on Saturday night, and then Jeff and Sherry on
And the
Friday.
Nice thing is it's worked into an annual event, not necessarily the videoing of it, but the concert will be again next year. Same weekend, Mayberry Days weekend, Jeff and Sherry on Friday night, the whole, you know, both, all three families on Saturday night.
That's great. Well, the We Are Family, with the heritage, with all that went into making that project come together, if the marketplace weren't there, if you couldn't put this out to sell, would you do it again in a heartbeat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's just for us.
Yeah, it's a labor of love.
It's a personal,
It's kind of a personal photo album done in video and song.
Well, it was only on YouTube for about 3 or 4 days. I was noticing last night, it's like 1,100 people already just looking at that little clip.
Yeah.
And that's just the little teaser that Day Wind sent out, you know. And so we're excited about all the possibility. Already about 10 dates we have, you know, Bob Brumley booked us out there, and about 10 dates this year we got with the three families.
Yeah.
And it's hard coordinating three schedules, but it's so worth it, you know, for the weekends that we have gotten scheduled already.
Day Wind, it's a pretty big deal for them to have the three artists.
I bet.
You know, and they're very excited. Yeah. Norman Holland was like, you know, there's nothing on GAC or anything that'll top the quality. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the quality and the time that we put in to this is, we're very proud of.
Well, and another thing too, Jeff and I considered doing it, you know, on our own, you know, label, but we feel like this is just bigger than what we can do, and we feel like with another record company that the two of us can combine forces and get it out there to the people that actually need to hear it, you know. And so it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see all the doors that are opening there, because people are already rumoring things like my family's last project 2-3 years ago, they did a thing on GAC, and you know, of course the different groups on the Opry and things like that. And so we're getting a lot of attention because it is the three different artists.
And we can watch the website for information.
Yes.
JeffandSherryEaster.com. Hey guys, thanks for taking time for this.
Glad to do it, always.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and
shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Lord, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you, and that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.